In this podcast, I share with you how I put $100,000 in my bank account for the very first time. And I'm telling you, it was still the time where I felt the richest out of all the financial goals I've ever hit. This was the one. And I think it's because I came from no money. Like my parents, I grew up in a normal middle class family. Neither of my parents have ever made $100,000 ever. And it seemed like so far away from having a couple $1,000s in my bank account to making $100,000. It has been the biggest actual change in my life and the biggest belief in myself is making that first $100,000. So in this podcast, I share with you my story. I share with you the two skill sets that you need in order to actually make it. And I share a belief. I share a belief that fundamentally changed everything for me. And it's how I do all my goals today. And it started with how I made my first $100,000. So if you're ready for today's episode, let's dive in. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanets. So as I get ready to share with you my story of how I made my first $100,000, I'm just really humbled because I grew up in a family that neither of my parents ever made $100,000, never came close to making $100,000. And I come from a typical middle class family. Both my parents started out in the military, and my dad ended up retiring from the military after 29 years. My mom got into the military for, I think, 4 years, and then she ended up using her GI Bill and became a dental hygienist, and she did that for 20 years. And I literally lived a normal life. Like, outside of being in the military, where I was born in Utah, and then we lived in Germany, and then Texas, we ended up in Montana. Outside of, like, traveling a ton, I grew up in a pretty normal, average, typical, you know, middle-class family. And again, while we were never poor, we never had the finer things in life. It was never, like, we were never rich by any stretch of the means. And so I can remember it was 2 years into when I started my business. I had this client, her name was Voss. She was one of my most successful clients. She was a real estate agent, but she was a broker, and she had a bunch of agents underneath of her. And she said this one thing, and she said it so nonchalantly, but it's one of those moments I always remember. And she's like, yeah, I remember when I made my first $100,000. And then she looked at me like it was just like nonchalant. And I'm just like, $100,000 like in a year? I was like, wow, like that seems astronomical. That seems crazy. And so as I get ready to make this podcast, I'm like really humbled because it was something that I thought was insane. And now I've been very fortunate that, you know, we definitely have made, like this year, we finally made over $1 million in a calendar year in revenue, and we have a net worth of over $2.5 million. And so, you know, that's where I'm at. And so I can remember that first $100,000, to be honest with you, like was the most impactful. And so that's why I really wanted to kind of share the story. And so when I started my business in 2013, I had been a personal trainer for about 2.5 years, and the most I'd ever done in my business was about $30,000 a month. So it wasn't like I was like doing great as a one personal trainer for somebody else. And then I started my own gym. I started my own gym because I really wanted to serve my clients in the way I thought was best, which was creating an environment that we could actually like lift weights and we could play loud music and we could have chalk, which was not the case at the gym I was at in 2013. So ended up leaving there, starting my gym with about 8 clients. And I knew nothing about marketing. My sales skill was pretty low, but I wanted to serve my clients at the highest level possible. So, you know, as over the course of the 2.5 years before I opened my gym, I saved about $10,000, about $330 a month. And I used that money to start my gym, buying equipment, doing a lease, and everything that came with starting a business. And so I went, I think probably down to like $2,000 or $3,000 I had in my bank account. And so the next 2.5 years, I literally just tried to figure out business. I learned that I needed to know how to market. I learned how to know how to sell because I was struggling. I was just getting by. And so I saved probably another like $6,000-$7,000 by the time 2017 came around. And it was in that moment that I opted into this Facebook ad, and this guy, he promised that he could fill my gym up in 30 days and he would do it for free. And I was like, whoa, like this is pretty cool, right? And so at the time I had only 30 clients doing about $5,000 a month. And after I got on the call with this guy, he's like, dude, like, I could fill your gym up and you'll be making a ton more money. And I just was like super skeptical, but his conviction, it just like, it sold me. And he's like, dude, if this doesn't work, I'll fly out there and I'll freaking fill your gym up for you. I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, what's the price? And he said $10,000. And I was like, shit. Right. That's literally all the money I had. And all that money wasn't even in the bank. It was inside a Crown Royal bag underneath my bed, underneath a pillow that I slept in because I was like so scared of losing that money. It was like my seed money. It was the money that I felt like it kept me protected against under worst case scenarios. And I was like, man, like, I think this is the opportunity. I think I need to use this $10,000. And so I committed to the program. I said, fuck it. I said, give me a couple days, put the money in the bank, but I'm in. And so I went right to work, and within 72 hours, I had set up the system that he gave me. I had followed everything I possibly could. I learned the sales script. I learned the process, and I made my first sale. And after that, those first 30 days, I had turned that $10,000 into $50,000. And I was like, it was one of the hardest 30 days of my entire life, but it was freaking worth it. And so after that 30 days, this guy, his name was Alex Hermosi, was like, hey, like, I have this better thing. It's called Gym Legacy. And I can make you a lot more money, and I can show you how you can do this without you having to do all the work yourself. And I was like, sold. And so I ended up giving him back another $17,000. And then I paid him another $1,000 a month for the next 2 years. And he taught me how to actually run a business and how to not only make money, but how to have somebody else make me money, right? Use the power of leverage and systems and processes and people. And my business continued to grow. And at the end of 2017, my business did, I think, $360,000 in revenue. So again, and I met Alex in April 2017. So it was about 8 months of being with Alex. And so we were able to literally make some freaking money. And then quickly, I was like, man, as I started to make money, I started to realize that it was going away even faster. I'm like, where's this money going away? And I started to realize I didn't actually have a plan for that money. And so the next thing I did was like, okay, why am I making money? Like, what's the whole reason for this? And so if I back up a little bit, back in 2015, I went to this Rich Dad, Poor Dad seminar, right? And I was like, I was heavily invested into investing into real estate. I wanted to invest in real estate. After I read his book, I was like, I want to invest in real estate. So I went to this, to the seminar. It was like a 3-day seminar, spent, I think, $500. And I realized really quickly that I did not have the skills or the time or attention to pay for that mentorship in 2015. And I was not ready to actually invest in real estate at that moment because I didn't have the freaking money or the experience or the education. And so I kind of put that thing on the back burner. But then once I actually started making money again in 2017, I started realizing, hey, like, I actually do want to invest in real estate. Like, all this money that I'm making, like, I remember why I was sold on real estate to begin with. And so at that moment, I was like, okay. I talked to my wife, Katie, and I was like, now that we're actually making some money, let's formulate a plan, okay? Let's formulate a plan. And with this money, we're going to invest in real estate. Well, I happen to be more interested in money than my wife did. My wife is more interested in like having our first kid together. So I did something, I think it was kind of creative at the time, but I was like, hey, when we have that first $100,000 in the bank account, then we can have a kid. And so that was kind of our thinking. We came to an agreement, we came to terms on it, and that's what we decided. And so that was like November of like 2017, we kind of made that agreement. And I'm not kidding you, by the end of January of 2018, we had $100,000 in the bank account. And I'm telling you, there's something so powerful about having a plan for your money. Because if you have no reason to make money, you will not. How many times have you actually like needed to make money and you're like, you figured out how to make payroll, you figured out how to pay rent, you figured out how to pay this bill that was unexpected? It's because when you needed to do it, you figured it out. And one of the biggest things I believe is that your commitment to whatever you're doing is what gives you the creativity to actually follow through on it. And so we did that with that first $100,000, and it was like, it was a game changer. It was so fun. I can remember sitting there and I took a screenshot of once our bank account hit $100,000 and I sent it to my wife, and I was like, we did it. We did it. We said we were going to do something and we did it. and my wife's a smiley face and probably some like nasty sex emoji, like, let's get to work kind of deal. I was like, okay, I guess I'm committed now. But I took that same concept. We make it our first $100,000, and we did the same thing when we hit financial freedom when it came to like buying cars. I was like, hey, like, once we hit our financial freedom or security number, which was for us, was our monthly expenses and our and amount of passive income for our real estate, then we can go start buying some fun things like cars. And so we ended up buying three cars that were worth $100,000. That's a whole other story. We ended up selling those cars just for different reasons. But because we set the goal, like, hey, like, once we hit this financial security number from our real estate, like, we worked really, really hard to hit that number. And then once we hit it, then we got the result. So when you're able to tie that $100,000 in your bank account to something bigger than that, I promise you, it gets exciting. It becomes bigger than just $100,000, because $100,000 in the bank actually didn't change our life, not even a little bit. But it's the commitment to it. It's that excitement. It's the journey that makes it really, really fun. And so when you are committed, you get creative. So what are the skills needed? So the skills needed to actually put $100,000 in your bank account. Number one, you need to actually generate income. So if you're a business owner, you need to learn how to freaking market and sell. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to learn how to sell and create more revenue for the business that you're working for, right? But you need to create sales. You need to have belief in yourself. You need to have conviction in your product. And so a lot of times, salespeople, they're not convicted in their product because why? Because they don't actually use the product themselves. And so one of the most fundamental things you can do to get more convicted in your product is actually buy it. Like, take your wallet out of your pants. Take your credit card. Buy your own product. I promise you, the more committed you are to the thing you're selling, the longer you'll stay with your prospect, right? So that's the first skill that you need in order for you to make $100,000, is you need to actually create the income. Because if you make $50,000, you're never actually going to generate enough income to save $100,000 and put it in your bank account, okay? Second skill set you actually need is learn how to manage your money, okay? And so how to manage money. This is what Katie and I did, is we actually started tracking our expenses. We did what was called an expense meeting every single week. We had this Google sheet. We had all of our bank accounts. We would grab all of our transactions, and we would put it into this expense sheet. We would categorize them. We would say, is this an asset, is this a liability? Does this actually make us money, does it not? And liabilities, like, can we get rid of this? Some liabilities we actually couldn't get rid of, but a lot of liabilities we could. And so if it didn't make us money, didn't get us closer to this $100,000 in our bank account goal, then we got rid of it, right? And by doing that, we were able to save a lot more money. And we did that consistently every single week, okay? Now, the next thing we did on top of that is we actually had a bank account for our savings. And so we decided there's a set amount of money that we were going to put away every single month, no matter what. But our goal is not just to put that much money away. We wanted to put even more on top of that. And so when we were making really, really good money, like, we never even touched it. It went straight into this savings bank account and was our real estate investing account. Because that's what our plan was that we wanted to invest in real estate. Now, for you, it might be something totally different. But when you know where your money is, what you're going to do with that money, all of a sudden it becomes really fun and becomes a game. Okay? And so those are like the two skills that you need to know in order how to actually save $100,000 bank account. It's actually pretty simple. You need to learn how to make more income, right? Learn how to sell, learn how to market, have belief in yourself, have belief in your product. And number two is you need to learn how to manage your money, right? So track your expenses. Having an account that all your excess money goes into, and you never even touch it, don't even look at it. Aside from the balance going up, like, that's what you're measuring. Outside of that, like, you don't touch it. You don't even look at it, okay? And then the third piece of that is you just need to have a plan for that money. Like, when you actually have $100,000 in your bank account, like, what's it going to do? Because I promise you, $100,000 in your bank isn't going to change your life. But what you do with that $100,000, that is what's going to change your life. So if you got value from this, please let me know. Like, I really look for feedback. I want to see if, like, you get value from this, or what type of videos really resonate with you. So the best way I know how to do that is if you just give me feedback. You can go to my Instagram at Logan Lee Manzanares. You can connect with me there. You can rate the podcast. You can give it a review. Share with entrepreneurs to hear this. But without further ado, my name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode and you want more, go to everythinggoesmyway.com/free gift. And there, I have the most incredible free gift waiting for you. Do you want to run your business based on logic rather than emotion, based off numbers rather than feelings? Do you want to have a consistent, reliable business that runs based on data? then go to everythinggoesmyway.com/free gift.